Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. This is a special episode, 5 steps to survive Mother's Day with a narcissistic mother. Mother's Day is coming up and it is a challenging time for daughters of narcissistic mothers, so I decided to do a special episode to address this topic before the date. For my listeners in Ireland, when Mother's Day was in March, and for the listeners in any other country where it is celebrated at a different time, other than May 12th, which is coming up, I hope you can still get the benefit from this episode and maybe save it on your calendar for next year to listen before the day comes, you know, so you can listen to it again when it's closer to the date. When Mother's Day comes every year, we are bombarded with reminders of how amazing other mothers are, how other people have wonderful, loving relationships with their mothers, many even calling their mothers their best friend, how being a good daughter means to celebrate and honor our mother and all the shoulds that go with that. You know, we hear all things like you should get her a gift or a card. You should visit her. You should not forget your mother. I mean, she gave you so much. You should talk to her. You should realize how much you owe to your mother. You should forgive her. You should throw her a party and so on. This is a time of the year when guilt can skyrocket. And of course, a narcissistic mother will weaponize such celebration in whatever way it's useful to her. And how is Mother's Day different from birthdays or other traditional holidays? While birthdays are mostly a private matter to you and your family, and the general focus of other traditional holidays is on family gatherings and celebration. And of course, your mother is involved in all of these things and can weaponize them. But Mother's Day, it's all about her. And everywhere we're shown reminders of this fact. The mother figure is the undiscussed protagonist of this day. And being a narcissist, she will make the most of it in her own way. So demands are going to be at unusual highs. Expectations are going to be loaded. Guilt tripping will reach a new level. Social pressure is going to be as intense as ever. So bottom line is, this one day of the year has the potential of being the worst ever, and the days approaching it can be a true nightmare. And the days afterwards, if you have gone through with doing things that you didn't feel safe doing, will all leave you feeling anxious, frustrated, filled with guilt, fearing rejection, ashamed of your relationship with your mother, responsible for such relationship as if it was all your fault, immature for your choices and decisions. Maybe you are no contact or low contact and you feel like you're being overreacting and immature and people are telling you that. In conflict with siblings, attacked by flying monkeys and other enablers, tired and without hope, alone while everyone seems to be celebrating their amazing mothers, grieving the mother you didn't have or you didn't get to have, defeated when your boundaries don't seem to matter, and so on. So if you're feeling any of these, I get it, truly. And although it may seem you, by looking around and seeing all this evidence that is blasted everywhere, it may seem that you're alone. This is because not many are saying out loud, especially at this time, that they have a complicated, if not bad, relationship with their mothers. So there is a portion of people that are celebrating their wonderful mothers, and it is true that they have a wonderful relationship, and I'm so happy for them. That's amazing. That is wonderful, and we should all be celebrating that. But there are also people that are celebrating their mothers that are not telling you exactly, they're not admitting to the world how complicated their relationship with their mother actually is. And also there are many like you here listening to this that have gained the awareness of how toxic their mother is. And so with that, I can tell you for a fact that you're not alone in any of this. You're not alone. There are over 1,500 people listening to this podcast every week. And this is only one podcast on this topic. So all of these women are sharing this experience with you at this very moment, all in their own unique way, but sharing it all the same. So again, you're not alone. And that's important. I know that really helped me massively when I first started realizing all of this. Moving from this space where I thought I was alone and isolated and the only one feeling all of this into a space where I realized actually, wow, there's so many out there that can understand what I'm going through and that really get it because they're going through much of the same. And with that said, let's have a look at how we can survive all this and come out the other side feeling not only undefeated, but actually stronger. And I'm going to give you about 5 steps for this. So the first step is about social pressure and opinionated people, which there's plenty around. Your relationship with your mother is your business and yours alone. And that's really important to understand. So the step here is to practice treating the opinion of others as irrelevant, as this very personal relationship has nothing to do with anybody else. People giving their opinions, and there are many, even when well-intentioned, they have not been through what you have been through with your mother, so they can't understand. None of the outside judgment means anything about you, and others' opinions are not a helpful guidance when they come from a place of judgment or lack of understanding. So there may be flying monkeys, there may be opinionated people, there may be enablers, or there may be actually well-intentioned people. And there are many of those too out there that think by giving their opinion and advice, they're actually supporting you, but they're not because they haven't been through the same and they can't understand what you're going through right now. And then there is the entirety of social pressure of celebrating your mother on this day because that's what everyone should be doing because mother is such an important figure, full stop. Regardless of her behavior, she is mother and so we need to celebrate her. So all of this social pressure, all of these opinionated people, it's really important to consciously, this is a conscious practice, consciously practice treating all of this as outside noise and not the place where you make decisions from and not the place where you get guided from. The second step, the second point is to hold on to your boundaries. Remember to continue setting your boundaries around yourself and not to your mother. So your mother at this time can weaponize this celebration and start behaving in whatever her main manipulative tactic is, or many different ones. If the first couple ones don't work because you do have some boundaries in place, she may find different ones. So this is different for each one of us. There's going to be mothers that are more on the victim side of things, more vulnerable narcissists that are going to try and just guilt trip and attack that way. There's passive aggressive, there's silent treatment. Some mothers are going to withdraw and just give you the silent treatment over this whole entire thing. Some mothers are going to reject any attempt that you make of celebrating her just because they like being chased. So there's plenty of different ways than a narcissistic mother can actually go about this, and I don't want to go into all of the details, the episode would be never ending, but you cannot control her behavior. What she does, you can't change, but what you can control is you and your behavior. So when you set boundaries, instead of telling her not to call, block her on the phone. Instead of telling her not to visit, do whatever it takes. not to be there if she, if you know that she's gonna visit. Set strong boundaries around yourself. Of course you can tell her not to visit, but if you know that she's still going to do that, you can make yourself scarce. You can keep the visit to a minimum amount of time. You can be like a stone and give her no emotion, no emotional response, give her nothing to go on, give her no details, don't talk about your life. There are so many ways you can hold boundaries around yourself that keep you safe. And they're going to be specific to your specific situation. Keep feeling into what works for you and stick with it. No justification, no explanation, and no reaction. That's the formula for boundaries. Set boundaries around yourself with no justification, no explanation, and no reaction. And this goes for dealing with your mother directly, and for dealing with the flying monkeys and all other enablers that decide to stick their nose into your business. Deal with that. Deal with them the same way. Keep your boundaries around yourself. No, I'm not going to talk about my relationship with my mother with you today. This is none of your business. No, I'm not going to discuss how I celebrate Mother's Day. This is none of your business. Keep your boundaries around yourself. And if you decide that a card is what you feel okay doing this year, then do that. If you don't feel like hosting a party and prefer maybe to have your mother alone for a visit because you feel that's easier to handle, that's okay. Or if you feel a party is easier to deal with than having your mother alone, then that's okay too. If you've been no contact or low contact and you want to keep it that way and you don't feel like making that famous phone call, or you feel maybe a text is going to be easier than a call, or you feel like doing absolutely nothing, and even if you're low contact, you really don't want to engage, all of that is okay. Keep your boundaries. Continue as you've been doing. This day is just another day on the calendar. None of this makes you a bad person, but someone protecting her precious heart. And that's important. Whatever you decide to go with, card, gift, visit, text, call, or nothing at all, only do what feels safe for you to do. Keep your boundaries and keep your heart safe. That is so important. Point number three, so dealing with intense emotions being triggered at this time. As we mentioned earlier, guilt, shame, fear of rejection, grief for the mother you didn't have, and more. All these emotions can get triggered at this time, and I get how intense this is. All the emotions you might be feeling are valid, and no part of you is faulty or bad or broken for feeling this way. I truly want you to hear that. That's important. However, these intense emotions, when fully triggered, are not a good place to make decisions from. Like, for example, accepting to break no contact because of all the guilt you might be feeling right now, or trying to have the best party because of the shame you feel at how others might judge you for not celebrating your mother correctly or whatever, and so on. Giving in to the pressure of the flying monkeys coming at you because you feel judged or because you feel put down or you feel excluded and alone. None of those places are the right place to make decisions. And when we're driven by these emotions, we may end up making decisions that will be unhelpful or damaging in the long run. So when all of this is triggered, when these emotions are triggered around such dates like Mother Day, reach out to seek support around these emotions. Use the tools you have to regulate and to navigate these waves. Remember that is only a part of you feeling the emotions. There is a bigger part of you that can hold space for that and stay true to your heart. Make sure to be in the company of people who love you and celebrate you and understand you, especially at these vulnerable times. Do something to support your heart and keep it nourished. Point number four. This is a delicate matter, but it's really important to be spoken to. The point of mother versus mother. So this applies if you are a mother yourself. Because your mother may weaponize this fact to breach boundaries. Like, she may pretend to accept not to be celebrated by you, because maybe you've been great and you've set incredible boundaries, and she has actually tried all her tactics, but it's not working out, and so she's just went with the pretend to be a good person tactic, which is like, of course, I understand you and I'm going to leave you alone. But she may try to intrude in whatever way she can with the excuse of celebrating you, because you are a mother as well, and Mother's Day is also about you. So that way she can have an access to breach boundaries that makes her look like an amazing person, and you may feel like you have no way to refuse. Or also, she may use the occasion to try and make you feel less good a mother than she was, and start making comparisons between how she is as a mother and how you are, and seeing how you get celebrated and how she gets celebrated. There can be competition, there can be jealousy, and all of that. Or if you're not a mother, which is fine, she may try to make you feel bad and put you down for that fact. So all of these different options and cases can be very intense. Remember that you can't control her behavior, but again, you can keep your boundaries strong and remain aware that everything she says is to hide her own shame and has nothing to do with you. Everything she says is to hide her own shame and has nothing to do with you. So just wanted you to hear that. And here we're to the fifth point, possibly the most important of them all. You are allowed to make your choices. The most important point of all, actually, without a doubt. You're allowed to celebrate your mother in the way that feels okay with you. Not in the way that you're expected, not in the way the society demands, not in the way that your mother wants, whatever. In the way that feels okay with you. You're allowed not to celebrate her at all, if that's what feels best for you right now. You're allowed to say no to her and to anybody else that tries to push you around. You're allowed to feel what you feel at this moment. You're allowed to go all out and celebrate your mother, even when you know how toxic she has been for you, if that is what your heart tells you to do. So that's okay too. I've done that at times. I know how my mother is and all of that. Now, I've been no contact for 2.5 years. But before that, I have sent her gifts and I have sent her cards. And at times it felt right. At times that backfired and actually made me suffer greatly. So maybe that wasn't the wisest of the decisions for myself, for me. But I do also have clients who still feel like they can organize a celebration. And with the boundaries that they have set and with the awareness that they now have, they can actually go through that, see their mother for what she is, and be fine about it. So if that's you, that's also okay. Whatever it is that you feel and whatever it is that you want to do, it's okay. It's really important that you follow your own heart on this and not the pressure. And whatever it is your choice and whatever it is your decision on how to go about Mother's Day, none of this makes you faulty or bad or wrong. And you're not responsible for your mother, for her life or her choices, despite what she might be telling you or others might be telling you. You're not responsible for her. That's her life, her choices. If in a day such as Mother's Day, no one is celebrating her, there might be a reason. If she's alone, again, there is a reason. It all comes down to the choices that she's made that have nothing to do with you, and you're not responsible for those. Bottom line is, you're allowed to go about Mother's Day or any other day of the year the way it works for you, keeping your heart safe. No justification, no explanation needed. You deserve to protect your heart, not because it's weak, but because it's precious. You're precious, and you deserve that. And how about going on Mother's Day in a radically different way? That is what personally I have started practicing, and so I want to share this with you as an invitation. The conditioning from society to go all out and spend lots of money celebrating one person is strong, even if that person has been toxic. And I get that that pressure is strong. We're getting it from all angles. We're getting it from the spiritual world, religions, that we're getting it from the traditions of different countries. We're getting it from this whole thing that happens where every window in every shop is about the gifts for Mother's Day. We're getting it on social media. We're getting it everywhere. But what about going about it in a different way? So why not honor and celebrate the mother energy that is in you instead of the rest? This is an invitation, of course, and by no means you have to do that. I'm only sharing this with you because I personally found it very beneficial for myself in my own experience. And when I have suggested it to clients, this has actually worked. And I've had many clients that found it really helpful. So that is why I want to share it with you as well. And it is celebrating your new mothering of yourself, which is so important. Celebrating how you hold space for yourself, how you're learning to give yourself the love that you deserve, how you're learning to give yourself the radical self-acceptance and validation that you deserve from the inside, from your heart to you, from that mother energy that is in you to yourself. This is to be celebrated within you because it's powerful and precious. And if this feels still very challenging for you to do, which I get it, because at the beginning when I was introduced to this whole concept of having mother energy within me to be able to mother myself, I was like, I have no idea how to do that. This has not been modeled. Can I even do it? Do I even have it within myself? So I had no idea how to do that. So if this still feels challenging to do, you can celebrate Mother Energy as a force of nature. You can celebrate Mother Earth. I mean, she is the biggest mama of all. You can celebrate the Divine Mother. Whatever, there are so many aspects to Mother Energy, and they're definitely not locked in one person. Mother Energy is really all around us everywhere when we start tapping into that. And also, another aspect of it is the second mother figure, the mother energy that you have that you might have experienced in your life so far, not necessarily just in one other person, but maybe in many other people. Like I mentioned in the episode about how a second mother figure can support you. In my experience, there's been many, many examples in my life of women that have shown me what some parts of or aspects of that mother energy is. And some of those women have only been in my life for a moment. But that has been enough to give me a glimpse into what that energy is like. So that can be celebrated to you. And it can be celebrated internally. It doesn't have to be a big celebration. You don't even have to tell these people. It can just be you celebrating with yourself. Mother energy is the life-giving force of creation. And so, why not use this day to connect with that around you and connect with that within you and celebrate it and celebrate your heart? That's the invitation, and that's what I am going to take time to do on Sunday approaching, on this Mother's Day approaching. And of course, this is not something that, you know, you do for one day and then that's it. You can do that every day, really, but it's a radically different way to turn around a day that may have felt really heavy and difficult for you up until now, and it might actually still feel that way, but just giving it a different shining a different light on it. So I just wanted to share that with you. And again, share your experience with me, send emails, let me know if you have any questions on this, and if you need support, reach out. And I'm gonna wish you a beautiful weekend, despite it all, where you honor yourself and the mother energy within you. And lots of love. Bye for now.